Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power.
glory. I want your glory. Bless me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Bless me and more of you is what I need. Bless me,
bless me more is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Bless me,
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we need your glory. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, come on, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Open up your mouth and praise the one true God, the living God, the one that is able, amen, the one that has kept us, amen. Come on, come on, enter in with all faith, amen. Oh, Lord, we come believing on today, oh, God. And, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you help us with our unbelief right now, that we may receive the miracle working on the inside. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. We bless your holy name this morning, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come, oh God, believing and trusting you for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Hallelujah. Help us to receive from you great and mighty. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, it's you that have kept us. Amen. It is you that continue to keep us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're with us, and your word says that you never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we come in Jesus' name. Lord, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, use us mighty, oh God, for your glory. We come, oh God, that we may be changed, oh Lord. Do a new thing in us and for us and those in our family and all that we love and concern about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come humble ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come to worship you as your word says you desire in truth and in spirit. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father, we pray right now that you will bless, touch, heal, and deliver and change our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about from this day onwards, oh God. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare and to win the battle. Oh, Lord, release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and to win. Release the faith, oh God, to press on in the power of your spirit and to win, because greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. Let us, oh God, to be able to press on and to win in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that this it is done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace. We're trusting you, God, for a breakthrough in our healing, in our strength, in our finances, in our relationships, in deliverance, oh God. Let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your healing water to flow into the life of your children that we may receive and be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Father God, I ask that you will order our steps, oh God, that we will truly be blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now and in the future. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, and psychic prayers and spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We claim our victory and faith through our salvation and the shed blood of all these things right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare according to Joel 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name, oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, help us on today. Lord, you, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, it is written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10. Amen. We ask you to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear and know your voice and that of a stranger. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask this according to John 16 and 23, that we may receive divine directions and instructions from you, Father God. Hallelujah, to do thy will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come asking for a mighty move of God in the life of our family on today. It is our prayer, God, that all be saved. Amen. Lord, we ask that you call about our darkness right now, God, that we will operate in your marvelous light. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare deliverance this morning. Amen. For us and those in our family. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, you have given us beautiful ashes to all a joyful morning, the garment of praise to the spirit of heaveness, that we may be called a tree of righteousness. You're planting that we may be glorified. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, that righteousness and praise bring forth before our nation. Amen. Instead of shame, hallelujah, we decree to God we receive double honor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive the everlasting covenant, and we are the seed that the Lord has blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we delight greatly in the Lord. Our soul rejoices in our God. Amen. For he has clothed us with garments of salvation and arrayed us in the robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let righteousness and praise bring forth before all nations. Let the nations, hallelujah, see the righteousness in all the kings of glory of God. We decree and declare that we are crowned of glory, amen, in the hand of the Lord, in the Lord GDM, in the hand of our Lord our God, amen. We will no more be turned forsaken, amen, nor shall our land be called desolate anymore. We will be called, hallelujah, a delight in her, amen, in the land by call Beloah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Beloah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, when the Lord delights in us, amen, hallelujah, we shall receive the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree in the prayer, we dwell in Sharon and lie down in the valley of Acre, amen. We are a new creation in Christ, hallelujah. Our former life does not remember, nor does it come into our mind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree the blood of the old has passed away and the new has come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree the blood that we're redeemed from the curse of the law by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we decree the pay your goodness on today, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, for you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you that we can decree the crown today that our sins are forgiven and we are washed and cleansed of all unrighteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree the crown. Isaiah 65:21-23, we will not labor in vain, but we will enjoy the fruit of our labor, for we are blessed of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree the crown. Isaiah 55:24, before we call, you will answer, Lord, and while we're still speaking, you will hear, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, extend your peace to your church like a river. Amen. We decree and declare our heart rejoices and our bones flourish like a herb. Amen. In the land of the Lord is made known to us. Amen. We come to the mountain of the Lord today to Zion. Amen. And offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say, take him. Let us come and sing on the heights of Zion and rejoice in the goodness of the Lord, who supplies us with wheat, wine, and oil. Amen. Our soul will be like a well garden, and we will not sorrow anymore at all. Amen. Lord, satisfy our soul with abundance and fill us with thy goodness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, let your face shine upon us, oh God, and bless us and be gracious unto us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say, thank you. Lord, through the new covenant, put your law in our mind and write it upon our hearts. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you for it all. Lord, search out, hollow out your sheep and take care of them. Rescue them and bring them back from the foreign nations where they are now live. Amen. Be their shepherd, oh God, and let them graze on fertile fields and be safe on grass and meadows and green hills. Bring back the ones that wandered off. Banish those that are hurt and protect those that are weak. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the showers of blessing be released upon our lives in this season. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we'll co-answer the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus. Amen. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare we have the spirit of discernment. We will not be fooled or tricked by the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for we are children of God, born again in the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your covenant of peace continue from generation to generation, and let your sanctuary be established in our midst. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, you came to bring everlasting righteousness and establish your kingdom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we can't thank you enough this morning, but yet and still we thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let your church possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations which are called by your name. Let our life yield such a harvest that we won't be able to bring in all of our wheat before plowing time, and that we have grapes that over from season to season, a fruitful vineyard that covers the mountains. Amen. Let us rebuild our towns and live in them. Amen. Hallelujah. May we drink wine from our own vineyards and eat the fruit we grow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, plant our roots deep in the land that you have given us so that we will never be uprooted again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let the wicked be purged out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. Oh, Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and its people. God bless America. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, bless the body of Christ and all that support of it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, let whoever calls upon you be saved. Let them come from Mount Zion and be delivered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let the people know that you are the Lord God dwelling in Zion, the holy mountain. Let no strangers pass through Zion anymore. Let the mountains drip with new wine into our lives. Amen. Let the hills flow with milk into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the rivers of Judah, which is praise, flood our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, where would we be even in this hour? But Lord, we thank you that you're with us. We thank you, Lord God, for your plan to give us a hope in the future and expect it in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We will not say that we're too young. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But we will speak and go according to thy will, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, you've had compassion on us and have subdued our iniquities and have cast our sins into the depths of the sea. Hallelujah. Let the feet of them who preach the gospel bring good tidings and publish peace to the nations, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, dwell in our life in truth and righteousness. Lord, you are the branch of, build the temple of your church. Hallelujah. And rule, hallelujah, from your throne, oh Lord. Let nations be joined unto you, Lord God. And let them be your people with your, hallelujah, with you dwelling in the midst. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you rejoice over us with gladness and singing, and you quiet us with your love. And we thank you. Lord, we will deal. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us. Hallelujah. That you have blessed, no man can curse. And that you have cursed, no man can bless. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us to understand and know. Oh, Lord, your word, oh God, as we read it. Oh, Lord, let understanding come. Let us receive revelation and knowledge, oh God, of your word and wisdom to apply to our daily lives, that we live a life that is subtly pleasing to thy sight, oh God. Oh Lord, that we will become doers of your word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that all will see and know that we are your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, let the scripture take root in me and grasp on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we thank you that you made known to us the path of life, that we will humble you, that you will fill us with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures in your right hand. Amen. Lord, may our steps always hold closely to your path, to the track of the one who has gone before. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that our feet will not slip from your path. Oh Lord, keep and guard us as the pupil of your eye. Amen. Hide us in the shadow of your wings. Lord, you have promised to light our lamp, and help us to enlighten our darkness. Amen. Lord, because of your power in us, we can advance against our enemies and scale the walls intended to keep us out. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, it is, hallelujah, it is you who arms us with strength and makes a way perfect, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you have given us your shield of victory and your right hand sustains us. You stoop down to make us greater, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Lord, we need more of you and less of ourselves. Oh, Lord, we stand on your promises of yes and amen. We thank you, Lord God, that we can claim and receive the victory even right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we silence the mouth of the evil speaker. Amen. We blind the eyes of the evil watch upon our lives. Hallelujah. We deafen the ears of the evil listener. In the name of Jesus Christ, that when I speak any evil against us or those of our family, they will not be able to hear our prayers and conversations unless we speak directly to them. We blind our eyes that will not be able to locate us in the natural or the supernatural. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we ask that you divinely intervene on today and turn every situation around concerning us and those in our family for the good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that breakthrough come even on today as we're praying, oh God. Oh, Lord, release your warring angels to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we forgive those who have hurt us. We thank you, oh God, for forgiveness this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you that your peace has come and peace is still. We thank you that healing has sprung forth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for turning around, oh God. We thank you for turning around. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you that a way has been made when it seemed to be no way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for deliverance from every addiction, every sickness, every disease, every ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, virus, known and unknown to man. And we just want to say, take it. We decree and declare any spirit that's operating in us or in our home, on this line, in our workplace, in the ministry, in our jobs, in our careers, in our health. We command you to cease your work, to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say, take it. Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven right now and pour out blessings on the life of your children that we won't have room enough to receive us, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you for the overflow of blessings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let continued blessings flow into our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your favor be continued. Hallelujah for your children. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, that you have blessed us with traveling grace and mercy, those of us that are traveling on today or will be traveling. Father God, we ask for traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form, or transportation that we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over any roundabout, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up everywhere our feet may tread. Hallelujah, everywhere our hands may lay. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over right now. Amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you, poor Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare by faith, amen, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We bless your holy name, that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. We're healed by the strength of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Father God. We bless your holy name, that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Amen. If you just open up your mouth and just thank him right now. Amen. Because we're still here. God has truly kept us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you remembered us all today, oh God, that you awaken our sleeping spirits, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for divine position this morning, that we're in position to be able to receive from you, and all that the enemy tries to do to keep us out of position. We thank you that we are overcomers through Christ Jesus, that great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, church family. Glory to God. It's so good to be here this morning in the land of the living. Excuse me, I'm having some issues with my voice, but glory to God, all is well. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're so happy to be here. We welcome you. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you, my husband and myself. We want to welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you. If you press one at this time, we definitely want to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the Gospel Public Ministers here in Houston, Texas. We're seeing Pastor Dorothy Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, our minister on the roster, Minister Lawrence Green. We welcome you with the love of Christ. Amen. Everyone out in Louisiana and surrounding cities here in Houston, Texas, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Tennessee, Mississippi, hallelujah, Florida, hallelujah, Georgia. Everyone around the world here, we welcome you, we thank God for you. You could be anywhere else this Sunday morning, but you made a decision to be here with us on today, touching and agreeing, knowing there's power and agreement, amen. So God bless you, God keep you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Again, if it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, press 1, hallelujah, God. And if you're listening online today, we want to hear from you as well. Just give us a call at 845-277-9213. Amen. And press 1. Amen. On Sundays, we have our communion on Sunday morning. So if you want to grab your elements of communion, that way you already have them in place for yourself. We're going to partake in communion. We're going to have a couple of some lectures. And then we'll be right back here so we can partake in communion. We're going to have a song selection from our very own Brother Joe Washington. Hallelujah, New York, New York. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be back with y'all. It's a pleasure to be with y'all because I thank God for every day that he gave me. And I thank God for all the prayers that y'all sent up. And I want you to know that I'm on my way back. God is good. He really takes care of me. All the prayers that y'all sent up, God answered every one of them. I'm doing good.
Amen.
It's going to take a little bit more time, but I'm doing good. First of all, I'd like to thank God for my pastor, Dulce, and my nephew, that he gave him another year to preach the gospel or whatever, you know. And I just thank God for him, and I thank him for his wife and everything that he's doing. And just keep on doing it. My voice ain't back like it used to be, but it's getting there. It's getting there. And I'm just going to try to sing two of these verses, which I had said I wasn't going to sing, but I want to know. I want the people to know that God is good and he's able to do all things for his children. And I am one of his children.
Amen.
There's a storm out on the ocean. It's moving this way. If your soul is not anchored with Jesus, you will surely drift away. Well, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul is not anchored with Jesus, you will surely drift away, Lord, drift away, Lord, you will surely drift away. If your soul is not anchored with Jesus, you will surely drift away. God bless you. God bless you and keep every one of you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We pray right now, Father God, that every virtue that left the body of your son, oh God, that you're restored, oh God, even greater than it left in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for the blessing that's sought upon his life, oh God, even the more. And we thank you for it all. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to get prepared to partake in a communion this morning. So if you grab all that you need, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be right back so that we can partake in communion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's true. There's a song that we sing in our church in New York, Perfecting Faith Church. It's about an every Sunday song. Listen, I don't need you to get tired now. I need those of you that are going to help us stand up, and we're going to give God glory. We praise God. He has a name that's above every name.
Yeah.
So the song just simply says this. It says, I call.
call you holy. Your name is holy. You are so holy to me. Somebody say,
I call you holy. Your name is holy.
Feel the Holy Ghost.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. For this time that we have here on today as we enter in to partake in communion. Amen. What a blessing in itself. Hallelujah. And I pray you all have your elements and ready to enter in. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14-20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Hallelujah. Let us pray.
We thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup for the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, but let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses to the cross. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your broken body. Hallelujah. Your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, hallelujah, by your stripes, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can take this piece of bread, your broken body, hallelujah, in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. In 1 Corinthians at after supper, that Jesus, that you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. Oh my God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement, my Lord. Your blood justifies us in the name of Jesus. Your blood sanctifies us, redeems us. Hallelujah. Cleanses and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name, Lord Jesus. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we pray. We love and thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen. blood can wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the covenant that you have created for us. Hallelujah. To be in agreement with you. To be a part of the kingdom. To be a part of the body. Praise in your love. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be back for the preach word.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we have made it here to the message part of Sunday service this morning. I'm so grateful, you know, to be right here in this place and be right here in this position to be able to receive the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I would like for each and every one of you to help me to welcome this beautiful spirit of God, this so anointed woman of God that God has created for this time. Hallelujah. God's very own apostle. Amen. His minister, his pastor, his prophetess, hallelujah, that he have called and anointed for this very time. Willing to yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Faithful. To her church, faithful to her family, my Lord, faithful to her husband, faithful to her children, this devoted woman of God. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise because he's worthy of your praise, amen. Come on, I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to give God all honor, praise, and glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For he is the head of my life and the lifter of my head.
Amen.
My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Spirit, the gift. Amen. And we just thank God as we enter you. Let us go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. So we can get straight to the word and what God is saying to the church. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Father God, I thank you, O God, for this opportunity that you've given me, that you have anointed me for such a time as this. Father God, I decrease right now that you may have all the increase in me. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, anoint my mouth, oh God, that I will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Nothing being unhindered, oh God. Hallelujah, that all will be able to have an ear to hear and receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. Amen. We come against every unteachable spirit, every spirit of confusion and disbelief. We come against any spirit operating on this line to stop us from receiving right now. With the blood of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare victory right now, and we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we shall receive, amen, and we shall be blessed and favored by God all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, I ask that you take your rightful place on the throne of my life right now. I give it to you now for eternity. I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Amen. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind my will to the will of God. Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. I bind my mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in me to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord God, as your word go forth, that it will be planted, Lord God, hallelujah, in the life of your children, in their hearts. Amen. And we just want to say thank you for it all. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Holy Spirit, have your way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen, church. Glory to God. So good to see everybody here in Sunday service. The word on today, amen, for the sake of time. Hallelujah. As we know, we don't have to be long to be effective. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God is powerful all by itself. Amen. The word today is praise confuses the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of y'all have ever been in a situation you decided, I'm not going to fumble, I'm not going to fall, I'm not going to succumb to what the enemy is trying to send my way, but I'm going to praise God in my situation. I'm going to praise God in my circumstances. I'm going to praise God in my brokenness. I'm going to praise God when it looks like there's no way out. I'm going to praise God because we know that all things are possible with God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to understand and know today, church, that praise confuses the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you go with me this morning to the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, hallelujah, chapter 20, and we're going to start at verse 20 to 23. That's 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 20 through 23. When you're having somebody say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, in 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 20 through 23. We may be reading from different versions of the Bible, but I'm coming from the New King James Version. And that's 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 20 through 23. Amen, hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20 through 23, it says that, so they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Pico. As they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. Hallelujah. And you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Verse 21 says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. The Bible says in verse 22, says, now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Verse 23 says, so the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants, hallelujah,
Hallelujah, I want us to understand this. Come on. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Come on now. Come on. They had gotten together to destroy. Hallelujah. But themselves begin to destroy the one that agreed with them to destroy you. But now they're turning on even them own selves. Amen. Praise confuses the enemy. My Lord, my God. See, when Judah was in danger of an instant attack from three enemy armies, they had joined forces to destroy them. See, King Jehoshaphat responded by getting the people to fast and pray and sing. Wait, hold up. That can't be right, huh? Shouldn't it read fast and pray and attack in the name of the Lord? But no. He got the people to sing. They sang, giving thanks, amen, to the Lord. Hallelujah. His faithful love endures forever. They sang it at the top of their lungs, and they led the procession not with swords, shields, and spears, but with a song. At the very moment that they, hallelujah, that the words started to come out of their mouth in praise to God, the Lord sent confusion among the enemies of God, and they started fighting each other until they were destroyed. Hallelujah, they completely destroyed one another. What a sight that must have been, especially for the armies of Judah who watched the whole thing unfold. Praise is a weapon of warfare, yes, for the sons and daughters of God. Praise is a mighty weapon against the enemy. When the doctor come in and say, hallelujah, you only have a little time to live, and we're gonna do the surgery, but well, it don't look like it's going to be a good outcome. The percentage is higher, hallelujah, of you may not make it than you making it. But praise confuses the enemy. When you begin to praise God in the midst of the storm, hallelujah, watch God bring you out. The Bible said, he said, my spirit, hallelujah, will lift up a standard when the enemy comes in like a flood. Well, when you praise him, hallelujah, it confuses the enemy.
Thank you.
And they're looking at you like, you must not understand what's about to happen to you. You must not understand what is happening to you. Why are you praising him?
That's a good word, yeah.
Hallelujah. The Bible makes it clear that there are enemies beyond our physical enemies in the book of Ephesians. See, in other words, physical enemies, they come against, hallelujah, the children of God.
That's right.
And they're being driven by dark spiritual forces led by Satan himself.
Mm-hmm.
See, he uses people who do not serve God as pawns. And he gets them to do his bidding by, hallelujah, by powerful suggestions, leading people to think that it was their idea all along.
Yeah.
That's why praise is so important. See, it accomplishes a few things. First of all, it attracts the manifest presence of God.
Yeah. Come on now.
See, the Bible tells us that God sits enthroned on the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Yes. Go to Psalm 22, verse 3 with me. Hallelujah, God. Come on, praise confuses the enemy. I want you to see for yourself in the book of Psalm, chapter 22, verse 3.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Hey, when you get there, let me know you're there. Amen.
Yes.
Psalm 22 and 3, the Bible says, but you are holy,
yes,
enthroned in praises of Israel.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, I want us to understand. Hallelujah. Then it encourages your own heart and gives you boldness. Finally, it disturbs, it hinders, and confuses the enemy. It's especially confusing to the enemy when he has you surrounded with seemingly no way out. At that point, what he expects is for you to be paralyzed with fear and begin doubting God. But when you do the opposite, and instead of complaining and running the other way, you hold your ground and lift up your hallelujah and lift up praise and adoration to the Lord Jesus, it confuses the enemy, and he has to flee, leaving his plan of destruction in shambles.
Yes.
The Bible says that we must resist the devil. Amen. See, the best way to resist the devil is to praise the Lord.
Amen.
With all of your heart.
Amen.
Even when things look hopeless.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
See, Judah was in a hopeless situation.
Amen.
But God showed up. When they dared to not only praise God, but to lead the battle on the front lines with praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hey, 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 hey. Learn the power of praise, and you too will confuse the enemy when he comes to attack you with lies and schemes. You will defeat the enemy again and again as you continue lift up and sacrifice the praise unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we praise God in the midst of, when you praise God in the midst of your battles. And when we praise God in the midst of our battles, knowing that he is faithful to come through for us. Praise always precedes a manifested victory. Hallelujah. Praise confuses the enemy. See, praise, therefore, is a sign of faith, and faith is the assurance of the outcome, and it is always an overcoming victory.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. If you go with me to the book of Acts, and like I said, I'm not going to be here before you long. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't know how to praise on today, that's when we start off with praise and worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you don't know what to say, just praise them. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Ha, 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 ha. I'm getting excited over here. Hallelujah. If I don't know how to do nothing else, I know how to praise him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You'll see a little baby praising God. Hallelujah. Come on now. The Bible's, let's go to Acts 16. Let me calm down a little bit. Acts 16, chapter 16. Hallelujah. Verse 25 through 26. Amen. I'm going to slow down just a little bit here so everybody can get on board. That's Acts chapter 16, verse 25 through 26.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If you have it, say amen. Amen. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 through 26. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says that, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awakened from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, Hello, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. My Lord, my God. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we all are here.
Mm-hmm.
See, I want you to understand, hallelujah, church, that praise confuses the enemy. Hallelujah. See, when Paul and Silas were dragged and beaten and jailed into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks, they didn't allow their condition to affect their hearts. Hallelujah. They didn't let it affect their heart's position. Instead, they praised God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to wrap up here, church.
Thank
I said, where you going? What else I got to say?
Thank
we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, when we've entered in, when our focus and attention are set like flint unto Jesus, everything else grows dim in the light of his presence. When we set our eyes on his word of promise that stands forever, who can come against it? Praise confuses the enemy. Praise. I decree and declare on today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if you would just praise him, breakthrough will come. Amen. Your enemies will be scattered if you just will praise him. Amen. God will mend that hallelujah that is broken. If you would just praise him, that broken marriage, God will bring it back together again. If you would just praise him, with that chaos, peace will come and be still. If you would just praise him, turnaround will come when it seems like there's no way. If you just praise him, he will open up the way in the name of Jesus. If you would just praise him on today, will you be left behind? You will catch back up. If you would just praise him. Hallelujah,
hallelujah
God.
Hallelujah.
Praise confuses.
bruises the enemy higher than the most. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just praise him. Employment will come. Hallelujah. When your job thought that they had brought an end to it, hallelujah, but God will bless you right in the midst of it. Amen. If you just praise him while you're in the storm. Amen. While you're in the battle. Amen. If you just praise him on the front line. Where the enemy can see you. Hallelujah. God will bring you out. That's that standing before you. I have to divide and move. Amen. If you will just praise him.
Thank you.
In your situation, yes. In your circumstances, in your hurt, in your pain, in your brokenness. Yes. Amen. If you will just praise him. Hallelujah. When it seems like it's not enough. If you just praise him in the little bit. Amen. If you just praise him on today. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
Praise confuses the enemy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You ever talk to somebody and you told them something like you were going to hurt them and they just start laughing at you? And you looking like, what you laughing about? What you celebrating about? They became confused. They looked at someone else and said, hey, do y'all see him laughing? Do y'all see him celebrating? Praise confuses the enemy. Hallelujah, church. I'm going to wrap up there. Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
The doors of the church are open as we praise you on today, oh Lord. We just want to say thank you for the victory.
Thank you.
Thank you for the victory that it's already won. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the devil don't want you to believe that the victory is already won. But when you come to believe, amen, hallelujah, you can praise him even right now. Amen. You can praise him. I'll say it again. You can praise him even right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See? Oh, glory. The doors of the church are open. Amen. If there be one on today.
Thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Pastor, for this blessed word that you have given us, for allowing the Holy Ghost to use you like you let him use you. Oh, if this wasn't a hit-home word this morning, bringing back to our remembrance what God had set forth for us to do, created us to be praise warriors. Because that's where he moves and operates in our lives. That's where we take rest, hallelujah, and take a stance. Thank you. There may be one today, hallelujah. You heard this word here this morning, and you realize that there's some unfinished business that's in your life. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, before, and you heard this word. So you may have been singing and you may have been dancing. You may have been giving honor and tribute to God. But see, God has something for you to do is to receive him on the inside. And that's being born again. If that's you today, you realize that your life is incomplete. And you realize that there is a calling that's on your life for God to complete you. Will you press one today? Apostle Tawanika and I, we will help you to pray this beautiful prayer of salvation, the most important thing, the most important choice that you can ever make in your life. We make a lot of choices in our life. But this will be the most important choice you can ever make in your living life, and that's being born again, receiving God into your life. Hallelujah. Coming out of death and destruction, entering into eternal life. How could that not be the most important thing you can ever do? Being born again. Will you press one? If you're online and you're streaming live, and we would like for you to call in. 845-277-9213. Then press one and let us know. Say, you know, Pastor, you know, today, I want to be born again today. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome to come. Come while you still have time. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. No one knows the day or nor the hour when the end shall come. So while you still have time, while you still have breath in your body, while grace is still right here operating, hallelujah, will you accept them into your life right now? My Lord, if you are in need of prayer, thank you, Lord, that we get to pray. How many people, you know, have requests, you know, that go up, but they don't have a relationship. Can you go to somebody and ask them for something, and then, you know, they don't know you? You can, but what's the chance of that what you're asking for, you know, that it shall be done? See, when you have this relationship with God, see, God promises us, hallelujah, amen, that every single thing that you ask in the name of Jesus, that he will do. Hallelujah.
Yes,
see, that's a relationship. A relationship knowing that God answered all of our prayers.
Yes.
See, there are things that we don't even know what to pray about, but we thank God that he gave us an advocate. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That pray about things that we don't even know about. See, this is a relationship. Hallelujah. If you have something that you want to bring to the throne of grace, not to Apostle Tawanika and I, but something that you would like to pray about, bring to the throne of grace. God say when two or three are gathered together in his name, hallelujah, asking on anything, he say that he will do. And we are that two or three. I see more than two or three here in church today. Hallelujah. He said that he's right there in the middle of it all. He's answering it all. Will you come today? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise confuses the enemy. Amen. I'm here to tell you, see, if you have a testimony, will you press one? Hallelujah. We may have a little while. It's always time for a testimony. So you never know when somebody tell you how good God has been in their life, what they would do to the next person. So I remember we used to do that. Oh, we did that. We did that in the church. If we didn't learn anything in the church, when it was time to testify and the microphone came around the church, you know, there were some things that were being broken, some yokes that were being destroyed. Because when you hear about Sister So-and-so, how God had moved in her life, and you know Sister So-and-so, and then, you know, here you became activated. If God will do it for you, I know he'll do it for me. That testimony will do it for you. Hallelujah. Being a witness of how good God is. If you'll just wait on him, church. Don't be faint. Hallelujah. That was a testimony. Amen. If you're looking for a church home and you believe that this is the ministry for you, the gospel public ministry, this is the perfect ministry for you. My Lord, we love when visitors come. We love that. We love it so much when visitors come. But, oh, my God, when you join in with the body of Christ, and we are the body of Christ,
see,
we know that God have called us, my Lord, to finish, he's a finished work, but called us to do the work.
Amen.
When we come together on one accord, every single member of the body, my Lord, we thank you, Lord, that there's no time and no distance in spirit. So wherever you are right now, if you would like to be a part of this ministry, Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Learn Green, we would love to love you. We would love to disciple you. We can only do that through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, my Lord. We can only do that through the word of God. We can only do that by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that lives in us. See, that's how we're going to love you.
Thank you.
Will you press one? My Lord. My Lord. Oh, I said it was time for a testimony. I have a quick testimony. See, when you were delivering this word, Apostle, I remember the time when I was in the incident about 2 years ago there at the chemical plant, and, you know, where I had got electrocuted, and they took me to the burn center, the trauma hospital, to the burn center. And where all the doctors, you know, they had the nurses, and they were gathered up, and You can sense, you were there. You can sense that every single thing that they were thinking, well, it was the end. Even though that my eyes were open, even though that, you know, that I was breathing, they were waiting on the very moment and the very second that I would pass away. Am I telling the truth, Apostle? And they came in with the report the report, and it was like that. But what happened in that church? I mean, it was, hallelujah, it was church. Okay. What happened right there in the hospital? We will begin to praise right then and there of all the things that happened to me just now in the burn center. I praise God right then there because I was not going to believe the report of what man say or what doctors say. See, I believe in the report of the Lord.
Yes,
and I thank God that he had put ministers in my life and leaders in my life.
Yes,
and this word that he had preached into my heart long before this right here happened. See, I would not just accept that I am defeated when I know that I am more than an overcomer in Christ Jesus. See, I knew to open up my mouth and give God praise because of who he is and what he has already done. And look at me today, standing here doing the very thing that God had created me to do, and that's praise his holy name because he is so good and he has been so good to me. When I didn't know how it was going to happen, I knew that Jesus Christ lives on the inside, hallelujah. And when the doctor had gave me the diagnosis, I knew that Jesus Christ, he gives me the prognosis, hallelujah, to say that you are well. You are well, my son.
Yes.
You are healed, my son.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I encourage each and every one of you today, whether you're going through something in your life right now, whether you need physical healing right now, will you just praise the Lord?
Yes.
If you're going through something in your relationship right now, you may be fighting with a brother or a sister, a husband or a wife, a mother or a son or daughter. So you may be fighting right now, but when you praise the Lord,
amen.
I'm here to tell you that praise does confuse the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
See, the devil has to flee. See, he can't be in the presence, hallelujah, when praises are going up.
Amen.
Because when those praises go up, hallelujah,
amen,
the blessing of the Lord, it definitely comes down,
yes,
and it
Lord
fills the room. It saturates the atmosphere,
Jesus,
and he has to move.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Thank you, Lord. That's my testimony.
Hey, hey, hey.
Thank you.
Oh, glory to God.
We thank God on today.
Amen. Will you praise
thank
him?
You.
Will you just praise him?
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good
praise
word
confuses the enemy.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. I have a testimony of a
yes
family member.
Come on.
Amen. I have an aunt that's 90 years old.
Yes.
We're on a prayer call every Saturday morning
uh-huh
at 10 a.m. And she had been going through some health issues.
Uh-huh.
And we prayed and we believed because we prayed.
My Lord.
And she came on yesterday and she said the doctor had diagnosed her with they had told her that her heart was only beating at about 20%.
Uh-huh.
It was only functioning
uh-huh
at about 20%. Uh-huh. But we thank God on yesterday that the heart is now at 50% functioning. And the blood pressure medicine that she was having to take, she don't have to take anymore. She just needs to drink water. And so we just thank God for the testimony.
Amen.
And how God turned that thing around.
Yes.
We command the increase.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
And decree and declare that our heart
yes
beat with the rhythm of life.
Yes,
a week ago. Amen.
Yes,
and how God has increased that. And we are trusting
yes
God for the more. And
yes
then there was another cousin online, Dorita, that normally joins us here on Sunday
uh-huh
service. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. She was on the line yesterday and she had been really sick. And she was on the line to tell us a testimony because she said, y'all need y'all to pray for me. They're going to be doing some tests.
Right.
And what they had said that they saw at first, it was not
yes
there anymore. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so, hallelujah. So we thank God. They said there was some blockage. And when
yes
she went back, there was no blockage.
Amen.
Amen. So we just thank God for the testimonies.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
How God is really working and turning
amen
those things around
amen
for the good of his children. And I always say, if we just praise him, amen, in your situation, if you just praise him, if you just keep on praising him, if you can't do nothing else, just praise him. Just begin to thank him, hallelujah, right then and there. When the enemy is trying, oh, we already know the enemy is going to. The Bible tells us in John 10:10, if the enemy cometh but not to kill, steal,
kill and destroy. So he's doing what he's supposed to do. But you, child of God, do what you're supposed to do and be called to do. Praise him on high. Hallelujah. And watch God turn it around. Watch your enemies fall before you. Amen. Watch them be pushed back. Amen. Watch the thing that the enemy came in and tried to speak up. Watch them be shut up. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you. If you just praise him, hallelujah. We're so happy to be here. And I just thank God we're not going to hold you all too much longer here. And this is a time that we all can participate in, a time of giving. Amen. Hallelujah. This place on your heart to give on today. Amen. Or you want to sow a seed or whatever it is. And hallelujah. We don't put pressure on you. Amen. God give it. Amen. God bless the blessing. So if you're able to, amen, and God has blessed you to be a blessing, be that blessing on today. Amen. We're just going to pray over our offerings on today. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word said that you give seed to the sower. Amen. And we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us a seed to sow that we will reap a great harvest. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to thank you, Lord God. We ask that you honor, oh God, our offerings and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our offering, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah. As spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith up. Oh, Lord, increase our faith, amen, even the more right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, help us to appropriate your money with dignity, to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality. You honor it as the wisdom of a spirit, his generous heart that we give on today, amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, thank you. Thank you, church family. We love you. We thank God for you. At this time, we're going to have our announcement. We're so hot over here. I'm telling you. We're trying to... Oh, come on. Oh, God. It's getting ahead. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God. Oh God, we thank you. It is done. Amen. Our announcement on today is as following. We are here of the gospel of the ministry with senior pastor is Pastor Dorsey Manning.